Mae Bassett is an inmate at Auckland Women's Prison who is on trial for some arson charges within the prison. During this trial, it has come to light that inmates at the prison are being subjected to degrading and inhumane treatment. During this trial, Judge McNaughton has laid down a thundering assessment of the treatment of Mae Bassett by corrections. Amnesty International New Zealand feels as though this case confirms their grave concerns about what is happening in our prison system. Executive Director of Amnesty NZ, Meg Durand, says corrections' ignorance of their own laws shows gross incompetence, and she says there is now a serious question about whether this treatment could amount to torture. I spoke to Meg Durand and began by asking her to expand on the Mae Bassett case.
So Mae Bassett was charged and was being sentenced in the Manukau District Court for an arson attack in prison. What's come out during that sentencing process and what the judge has released their judgment on today is really abhorrent and inhumane treatment of Mae Bassett, Karma Cripps and other women in Auckland Women's Prison during the time that this arson was meant to have occurred. So what the judge is recognising is that ultimately the arson occurred due to really horrific practices that the women were experiencing, and that really it was a cry for help in a situation where they had no power and were potentially being tortured by what was going on in this Auckland prison.
How do you guys at Amnesty International define torture?
So under international law, torture has to be used to coerce or to try and get a particular outcome or to punish somebody. And it has to be activity that is cruel, inhumane and degrading and that causes harm, either physical or psychological, to a person over a period of time. So it's quite a high definition to meet torture. And we're saying in this instance it could potentially amount to torture. It definitely is cruel, inhumane and degrading treatment. But there has to be that element of trying to force or coerce or punish somebody. So that's the aspect that we would have to try and prove in order to establish this was in fact torture. But on the face of it, the judge has said that it looks like they were trying to punish and break Mae's spirit.
Looking through the press release, the use of force definitely seems to be quite excessive in relation to what was going on. Do you think this pretty clearly reflects systematic problems within our prison system and the relationship between inmates and prison guards?
So this absolutely represents systemic problems, and the reason for that is that what the judge found was excessive use of force was the cell buster extraction. And this is not unique to Auckland Women's Prison, and we really have to emphasise that as Amnesty International, as this is a practice that the corrections woman herself in court, when I was there at the end of last year, said is a policy that they use across the prison system. So this isn't necessarily about prison guards and prisoners, because the reality is prison guards are just trying to do their jobs. They don't want to work in a system that dehumanises other people as much as any of us don't want to. This is about the prison system implementing policies and processes and lacking the appropriate oversight to ensure that human rights are being upheld and to ensure they're not breaking domestic and international law. So that's why we're saying this rests not only with corrections but with the minister responsible for corrections, Calvin Davis. And this has to be addressed across prisons, not just at Auckland Women's.
Sorry, just to clarify for our listeners, cell buster extractions are when pepper spray is hosed into the cells. Is that right?
So on the face of it, yes. What it actually involves is a small hose being put under the door of a cell, towels being used to cover up any cracks, and 4 to 5 canisters of pepper spray being pumped into a tiny cell whilst the person is in there, potentially up to 20 or 30 minutes they might be in that cell exposed to an irritant that should never be used in a confined space. And then people in riot gear go in and drag the person out of their cell once they're incapacitated. So it's a particularly horrific display of force, and as this judgment has shown, not deemed to be necessary.
So do you guys feel as though in order to start making changes to our prison system, it does have to come from the very top level?
Absolutely. The minister responsible for this has so far said it's an operational matter. That sends a really worrying signal to the corrections department. It sends them the signal that the minister is not paying attention to what the rights and obligations are that we have under our domestic law and our international law. We also have seen the minister dehumanise people in his commentary around gangs and people in prison. So we really need to see leadership that acknowledges all people in Aotearoa have the right to be free and safe, and that includes people who are in prison who lose that right to liberty for a short time, but they do not lose the right to be treated as human. So this needs to come from the minister from the top.
Now, just quickly, when you look at, obviously we've had the Waikerea uprising draw a lot of attention to treatment of inmates in New Zealand prisons. Do you believe that this kind of bolstered the confidence of prisoners to come forward about inhumane treatment, etc.?
I wouldn't have the evidence to know that. I mean, certainly Mihi Bassett's claims have only come out because corrections prosecuted her in a court for arson. So in many ways, that's backfired on them because it's put them under the spotlight. I wouldn't have thought prisoners would feel safe to come forward, because all that's happened with Waikerea is those men that did riot have been charged, have gone to court, they've been dehumanised by the minister. Corrections have said that they are gang members, and therefore that's the issue. So I actually would have thought what it's established is that the complaint system within corrections is broken. People are desperate, and when they do cry out for help, those in power are currently not listening. So I think it's incredibly crucial for New Zealanders and for other organisations to take this really seriously and to demand that all people in New Zealand are treated with dignity.
Now, it seems to be that our prison system needs to start really directing its focus towards rehabilitation as opposed to incarceration. How do you think this could best be implemented?
I mean, that's a really big question and probably not one that I can do justice to here, but fundamentally, our prison population has grown for far too long. We're seeing lots of people who are on remand, stuck in prisons for long periods of time with no access to the types of programs or support that's going to see them get healthy and well and be able to rehabilitate. We know that around 89% of people that are in prisons have either an addiction issue, a mental health issue, or a behavioural issue or head trauma. So you're dealing with a really difficult population who need a lot of support in order to be able to, integrate back into society. So the obligation is really on corrections to focus on that over anything that is punitive.
Do you think we need more resources available to inmates to help them through this rehabilitation process?
I think we need to be focusing resources on decreasing the prison population, to be turning away from a tough law and order approach and instead considering all the factors of why people offend and why some people are more likely to be arrested, charged and locked up than others. And then ultimately we do need to be thinking about the rights of people and funding support for their health, physical and mental wellbeing in prison.